time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Hour number two, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Thursday. Don't forget to go to the game, nashville.com/deals, to check out Nashville's best deals. This week's new deal is Downtown Dollars, $150 in digital gift card for only $100. The gift card is redeemable at hundreds of downtown Nashville shops, restaurants, and more. With Downtown Dollars, you get more to spend at your old favorite or discover one of the new destinations in downtown's growing neighborhoods. Check out Nashville's best deals at thegamenashville.com/deals. Let me just say this. I bought this. This was a, what do they call it? They do it on purpose. They put something up by the, checkout to get you to buy it, And it's just a, what do they call it? But it's a blank purchase where, impulse.
Yeah.
Impulse purchase. And so I did it. And you know what I bought? I've never seen it before. And I was like, I gotta try this. And Chase, you can appreciate this because we typically have something like this that gets devoured on the guys' trip in June in Gatlinburg. Listen to this. Reese's popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Those are
good.
Oh,
my.
Yeah, that's strong.
Oh, you've had this before?
I have. That's strong. Because Reese's, that's my weak spot.
Oh, my. Whew. I may have to wear elastic tonight. I don't know if I could put this bag of Reese's popcorn down. All right, let's turn things over to Elijah Campbell, who is manning things at our Hillside Medical Game Studios. Let's review last week's pick six.
And one of the few times this year, Chase is going to really enjoy our review. A good week.
Finally!
For one things, Chase McCabe.
Things you hardly ever hear.
Numero uno, Tennessee-Memphis basketball. Didn't happen. No points for anything.
Did Chase nail that one?
That's one of the few that Chase did not get correct. No one guessed COVID, so no one got a point for that.
I picked Tennessee, and they played. So I think if you pick Tennessee, you should get a point.
You make a good point. They were the only team that scored on Saturday.
They played.
They were on the floor. Number two, Patriots at Colts, the Fighting Willie Donicks.
Hang on. Does that go in the record books as a forfeit?
It does not.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it is a no contest to the NCAA.
Real quick. Elijah, you're going to want to hear this, but Chase especially, being the huge Dolphins fan that he is.
Yes.
The Saints will be starting Ian Book at quarterback against the Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins are the
Trevor
greatest
Simeon
football team.
Is out. Taysom Hill on the COVID list.
Oh, boy. Ian Book. Ooh. Book it.
Ian
Book. Put the backup Book. To Ian Book.
I am sick. There is none. Ian Book
was
on the
practice
squad.
I was going to say, there's no way there's a backup to Ian Book.
Alvin Kamara,
we
got to
find one.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He lines up back there sometimes.
Little Wildcat.
Little Wildcat action,
game.
Yeah.
I'm sick to my stomach. All right. Where
Deshaun Kizer has got to be available. So they got to get somebody in.
Well, I bring that up.
No, he's on the Titans practice squad, isn't he? Or no, he's not. You're right.
Maybe Chase was foreshadowing when he tried to give the Dolphins win streak an extra game and said 7 yesterday in his case. Maybe he was already counting this Saints victory. I bring that up because now we probably – you're going to see that line shift tremendously. You could see the Dolphins coming in here on a 7-game winning streak because I don't think anybody feels good about Ian Book starting. Was that the Monday night game?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well, number two, Patriots at Colts. Colts 2.5-point favorites. Willie, of course, top shelfing the Colts. So did Chase. They were both awarded 2 points there. Darren also took the Colts. He's only getting one. Colts made it close towards the end, but they did cover the 2.5. Number three, Titans and Steelers. Pretty simple. It's a pick 'em. Willie and Chase, were feeling the Titans in that game, and, well, they might have been right if it wasn't for four turnovers. Darren took the Steelers, got his second point of the week. Number four, Titans combined rushing yards, 139.5, over for 2 points, under for one. Darren, top shelfing the under. And I think Deontay Foreman almost got that number himself. But the team ran
for 200. I didn't feel good. I said it. Said I don't feel good about this, but I'm doing it.
Sometimes the gut is undefeated. But Willie and Chase took the over and were both awarded 2 points because the Titans did, in fact, run over the Steelers. Who gets sacked more, Ryan Tannehill or Ben Roethlisberger? The Titans got to Ben Roethlisberger 3 times. The Steelers just got to Ryan Tannehill 4, and that was enough for Willie and Chase to get a point. No points for Darren as he took Big Ben. And then lastly, Julio Jones receiving yards set at 49.5 over under. I'll say this. If you set it at half a yard, if you made the total half a yard over under, the under would have still hit. So, points for Darren and Chase, no points for Willie. So, last week's standings, Chase with 6 points as he is our winner of the week. Willie with 5, Darren with 3. Our total scores from the season so far after 17 weeks, Willie still in first with 66 points, increases his lead a little bit. Darren in second at 62. And then Chase's 6-point week gets him within 10 points of Darren as he is sitting at 52 right now. Mm. Darren still hitting the most top shelf so far this year. He has 10-6 on top shelf picks. Willie, a week after not making a top shelf pick, gets one to improve him to 5-10. And now Chase sits at 7-9 after he makes his top shelf pick, the Colts, last week. So 7-9 for Chase, 5-10 for Willie, 10-6 for Darren.
It helps you have a chance to get your top shelf if you actually pick one.
Statistically speaking, yes.
You have a chance.
Analytics say you're correct.
Yep.
All right.
All right. On to the week. Let's go.
Number one.
Tonight's game, 49ers-Titans. That line is going down, by the way. Titans now getting 2.5. Titans getting 2.5. The listeners need a game total for that. Willie, what do you got?
I'm very concerned about any surprises between now and the start of the game on the dreaded list. But putting that aside, I just feel like all the numbers point to the 49ers in this game, all of them. But that's when the Titans seem to be at their best. I think you're going to see the Titans' best effort tonight. I'm going with the Titans. I like the points.
Chase.
Titans.
What a surprise.
I mean, I picked against – I picked against him for
you
a few weeks.
You did once. Like, it was, what was that, 2017?
Yeah.
No, earlier this year.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're welcome, Jared. There's a segment for you today on the show. I'm going Titans. I'm a little surprised, but not really. With you guys, especially Chase. So, but I feel good. I think they're actually going to win this game.
This is the Mike Vrabel special.
It really is.
Short week.
It's at home. They've been really good at home. It's a national stage. It's a huge game, and I just think they respond. And they're coming off, really. I don't want to say two clunkers because one of them's a win, but it was Jacksonville, and it wasn't pretty at all. But they haven't played well since coming back from the bye week, and it's just time for them to put together a good win, and I think it comes tonight. So I'm gonna
number two.
In fact, I can't because we've already top-shelved our game. Number two, more combined rushing yards. A, the Titans. B, the 49ers. Two teams that pretty similar in stats. Pretty amazing when you look. I put it out there yesterday, but two teams, the 49ers average 127 yards per game. The Titans average 142 yards per game rushing. Willie.
What's interesting about this question is, as you mentioned, both teams have been running it well. You saw that Mitchell has been ruled out of the game for the 49ers. He's their leading rusher. But really, when you take at it, it's been Samuel that's been doing it.
Yeah.
So he's the key guy. tonight. But both of these teams have also stopped the run very, very well of late. So this is one of those something's got to give. It's a strength versus a strength on both sides of the ball. I've just got to go with the Titans. They have to run the ball better. I think the Titans take away the 49ers running it. The 49ers still have a lot of answers. I still think there's a lot of question marks with the Titans in the passing game with their situation. So I'm going to say the Titans are just they have to run the ball tonight. So I'm taking them.
Chase.
I'm going to go with the Titans too. Mitchell being out really hurts the 49ers. So Foreman's been running it well. And Todd Downing, if you're listening, run the damn ball. Don't take it away from him if he's going. Come on now.
Mitchell's been out for 3 weeks, so this is not anything new. So he hasn't been running the ball for them. Just tells you they don't really have a lead back because he's still their leading rusher. I know they've dealt with some injuries. I think this is a real toss-up. I think it can go either way. I'm going to go a slight lean with the Titans.
Number three.
More passing yards. Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo. Their passing yards this year, San Francisco is averaging 252 yards passing per game. The Titans are averaged 224 yards passing per game. Chase.
Jimmy G had 235 last week against Atlanta. I will take Jimmy G.
Willie.
Jimmy G, for sure. I feel pretty confident in that one. They're going to get more yards.
I'll be different. I'll go Tannehill.
Number four.
One that we've already picked, but let's make it official on the record. Colts Cardinals Saturday night in Arizona. That's the game on NFL Network, 7:15. That game is a pick 'em, Chase.
Cardinals, top shelf.
Willie.
Colts, top shelf.
And I, too, will take Arizona, top shelf.
Number five.
If you weren't listening earlier in the week, we had already determined that's where we were going.
Yep.
Yeah. And I hope you guys are right. That would be good for the Titans.
Yeah, because if the Titans win tonight and the Cardinals win Saturday, the Titans win the AFC South.
Yeah, and if I'm right, and the Titans lose tonight, it's a tie in the division. Of course, the tiebreaker going to the Titans, but the race is on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to get very hairy.
It could swing big time, depending on how these games go. It's crunch time.
This is a huge, huge three-day stretch between tonight and Saturday night. I'm seeing how all this shakes out. All right, number five is Jonathan Taylor rushing yards. We know he is going to be the leading rusher in the league. He's going to run away with it. Everybody's talking MVP. Jonathan Taylor rushing yards Saturday night against Arizona. Over under 99.5 yards. If you go over, you get a point. If you go under, you get 2 points. I will begin, and you know what? I'm gonna dangle for the two. I'll take the under. Willie.
I just think right now the Colts, they've got the formula. They're going to run the ball. So he's going to get over 100. He will do it.
Chase.
I'm going to go under as well. I think Arizona's just going to be locked in and know that they're going to have to take him down and not make him a factor.
It's the only chance they have. Yeah. Quite honestly.
Yeah, that's
if he runs wild, if he goes 170, they're toast.
Yep.
All right.
Number one rushing offense in the league right now. The Colts.
Not surprised. And finally the last one, Bills at
Patriots.
Number
six.
This line is surprisingly low. Patriots by 2.5. Patriots by 2.5. I'll need to see the Bills win this game to believe it. They gagged it away in Buffalo on Monday night. They beat Carolina at home on Sunday. That doesn't count for anything. I'll need to see them beat the Patriots to believe it. I think it's a little low. I'm going to go Patriots. Willie.
Last call for the Bills. I'll take Buffalo.
I believe the Patriots rebound after their loss to the Colts and take that division. So okay. Give me the Pats.
All right. An opportunity now for you to get in there and get two top shelf picks if you do it via the phone line, 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will do that. Get locked in. You can also play along if you're unable to call in at thegamenashville.com. So we'll come back, discuss more of this game on the other side, but right now I'm going to discuss Croatian CBD with you. You hear me talk about them every day because they present the show, and we appreciate that. And if you're like me and you have aches and pains all over your body, and you know, whether it's because you're really active or just your body, that's just what's happening. You're getting older. I mean, there's lots of reasons why you can have aches and pains, and you're searching for that solution like me. Well, I've got it. It's Croatian CBD. Croatian means healing, and that right there says a lot. Croatian is locally or organically sourced CBD products from right here in Middle Tennessee. From seed to final sale, Croatian is passionate about providing quality products for everyday use for you and for your pets, too. Maybe you have an older pet that has aches and pains and has trouble getting around. Well, they've got a pet tincture. They've got treats that have the CBD in there. Lots of, that can also help them, by the way, with their anxiety. Maybe you have a dog that has high anxiety, especially with bad weather. This would calm them down. Or they have medical issues, like our female German Shepherd. This is important. When you go to CroatianCompany.com and you make a purchase, whether it's for you or for your pets or both, make sure you use this code on the way out, DDC25, Darren Donick and Chase 25. What's the importance of that? Well, you'll get 25% off your order at checkout at CroatianCompany.com. It's Croatian CBD, curated for life.
Darren, are you there? I guess not. Welcome back in. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. I love Christmas in Hollis.
This might be my favorite Christmas song, for being honest here.
It reminds me of the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard.
I have thoughts on that one.
You heard me, Willie.
Christmas movie?
You heard me.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Yeah, that's...
It's becoming a yearly debate.
No, it's... I mean,
I do love that movie, though.
It's a yearly debate, and it's a old sports radio topic that always comes around this time of year. But, yeah, it's I love it. It's my favorite. I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
It's a very good movie that takes place during Christmas. It does.
Scott Van Pelt went on a rant last night about it.
He did? What's his take?
It's an action movie that takes place around Christmas, and it's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah. If it were released
He was pretty adamant.
Time,
by the way, it was released
like it
in July.
Released.
It was.
No,
yeah,
it was released
I was
in the summer.
It wasn't I remember going to see that in the theater. It was not Christmas time.
No, he said it was released in the summertime.
It was it was July.
So he went on a rant about it last night.
But it is a great showcase for that song because that you know, they do play that movie around Christmas time. Argyle. great secondary.
He's in
character.
The commercial. They because you know Bruce Willis did the Die Hard battery commercials, and so Argyle makes an appearance in the commercial where John McClane is being John McClane.
McClane.
Hans Gruber, one of the best bad guys of all time. R.I.P.
There's just nothing wrong with that movie.
Alan
I'm
Rickman.
Sorry.
All right, let's get these picks in here. 615-737-1025. You get in there, you'll get two top shelves. If you get in on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
And we'll throw in a Twinkie.
And we'll throw in a what?
A Twinkie from Sergeant Al Powell. That actually.
Welcome to the party, pal. Oh my!
Come to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, get us started here on Pick Six. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
Do you like Die Hard?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely enjoyed Die Hard. I'm with Chase. I still feel like it's a Christmas movie.
It is. And as Jack and Dixon just pointed out on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com, John McClane's wife is named Holly. So there you go. That's all you need.
Ah, interesting. Uh-huh. Key.
All right, pointed. Mike. Let's do
I've
this.
I've met John McClane's wife, and it's not Holly. Her name is not Holly. Oh, wait a minute. That's a different John McClane. Sorry.
49ers at Titans. Titans plus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Oh, man. So the Titans are going to win this one, but I think it's going to be close, like nail-biter close. So I don't like the points. So give me San Francisco and the points. And it's going to be 51.
Wait, so you're going to lay the points and you think the Titans are going to win?
No, sorry. So I think the Titans win by like just a point, though. So that means I would want San Francisco.
No,
right?
No. Titans are getting 2.5.
Oh, okay, then David, the Titans then. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that line has come down. All week it's been 3.5, 3. It's been going the Titans direction.
The Titans, yeah, they give me the Titans and the points.
Okay, and what was the total?
51.
Wow. Man, you think it's going to be that high scoring? Mm.
More combined rushing yards, A, Titans, B, 49ers.
Titans.
More passing yards, Tannehill or Jimmy G?
Jimmy G.
Colts at the Cardinals. It is a pick 'em.
Okay, so give me the Colts top shelf.
Jonathan Taylor, over under 99.5 yards rushing. If you take over, it's worth a point, under 2 points.
Give me the under because I like the 2 points possibility.
Bills at the Patriots. Patriots minus 2.5.
Okay, so give me the Bills.
He will take. They bounce back.
They're on the rope.
All right, two top shelves. Shelves.
Okay. So I had the Colts, and then you can give me the. If I top shelf the minus two, I get 4 on the under for Jonathan Taylor.
No, you just get a point. You get it would be worth 3 points.
Oh, okay. Then give me the Titans on the other top shelf. Why not?
Okay. There you go.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays. 615-737-1025 is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com at Lane Macbets. Not Maccabay Bets. At Lane Macbets. Guess he's with Bet-Sided, Fan-Sided, host of Bacon Bets podcast. I don't know anything about this cat. But here's his latest tweet.
He appreciates the free pub.
He says, the 49ers are a Super Bowl dark horse, and the fraudulent Titans stink. 49ers big tonight. Just saying. If you'd like to tweet it, at Lane Macbets, M-A-C Bets.
Interesting.
The 49ers are a Super Bowl dark horse, and the fraudulent Titans stink. 49ers big tonight. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Andrew, who's next up on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys. Die Hard's a Christmas movie, yeah. That's all I got.
Thank you.
He's Andrew. Voting yes. Maybe we just have that just a side poll, Darren, just to see how our listeners
Why is it a Christmas movie?
Well, I mean, Christmas movie, summer movie, doesn't matter. That movie has got the right to be any type of movie it wants to be.
John McClane saves Christmas at the Nakatomi Plaza. Everybody knows this.
Well, let's okay. So your vote is taken. So
is
now,
it
how
the
do you
most
feel about the game
violent
tonight?
Christmas movie of all time?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
All right.
Yeah. I have a machine gun now too. Ho ho ho.
49ers at Titans tonight. Titans are a 2.5-point home dog and are fraudulent, according to some.
Yeah, fraudulent, my tail. Give me the Titans.
Okay. Game total?
Give me 43.
43. All right. Combined rushing yards. Who runs for more, Titans or 49ers?
Combined, all Titans are going to rush for more. Top shelf.
Top shelfing it. More passing yards. Tannehill or Garoppolo?
Yeah, give me Jimmy G.
Jimmy G. Colts at Cardinals. Saturday night. It's a dead pick.
Give me the Cardinals.
Okay. Jonathan Taylor in that game. He's been tearing it up. Over or under 99.5 yards. If you go under, well, you get two.
Yeah, but if I'm going to take the Cardinals, that means I got to shut the run down. So let's go under.
Okay, you're going for two. And then finally, Bills and Patriots. Patriots, a 2.5-point favorite at home in Foxborough.
Bills top shelf.
Ooh.
Bills okay. For the second top shelf. Got it.
All right. Andrew, happy holidays. Thanks for the call.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Dad.
Merry Christmas. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
What's up, guys?
All right, Ryan. 49ers at the Titans. Titans plus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Give me the Niners and 46.
More rushing yards. Combined rushing yards. Titans or 49ers?
Titans.
More passing yards, Tannehill or Jimmy G?
Jimmy G, top shelf.
Jimmy G, top shelf. Colts at the Cardinals, it is a pick'em.
Colts, top shelf.
Jonathan Taylor, over under 99.5 yards rushing. Over is worth 1 point, under worth 2.
Over. They couldn't stop Green Bay's rushing attack. They had no wide receivers. What, they going to stop him?
Bills at the Patriots. Patriots minus 2.5.
Give me the Bills.
And then second top shelf.
Second top shelf.
Didn't he already do Colts. Top
yeah.
two?
He already did two. And Jimmy G.
He did two.
My bad.
You're My good.
Bad. All right, Ryan. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Have a good day.
Merry Christmas. Also, you can hear Bills Patriots right here on 102.5 The Game starting at 11 on Sunday.
Okay. So, anybody watch Hard Knocks last night?
I did not. I had Smashville Live and a bunch of other things going on.
Yeah, it came on at 9 o'clock. So
I've had a bunch of things going on.
Okay, gotcha.
I will watch. I'm gonna.
I was taking a nap, so I could watch Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you were watching Vanderbilt, but I thought you were watching Tennessee. Like, did you have five TVs?
So Tennessee
going
was like six. Vanderbilt was like. I mean, Tennessee was like six.
Tennessee
to eight.
was over at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and then there was the window. I was watching Duke, Virginia Tech, and then mixed in a little nap, then stayed up late for Vanderbilt, Hawaii.
It's really good. I'll continue to say it. The Hard Knocks during the season is here to stay.
I've
not
enjoyed
going
it.
It's fantastic, and I'm glad that they just pick teams that are interesting to watch. I find this team really interesting. I mean, Frank Reich is legit head coach. I mean, Jonathan Taylor, these guys, this Colts team, but I love going in the meeting rooms and hearing them talk about their opponent. And what's interesting is in this, the latest one, as they're preparing for the Patriots, they talk about Mac Jones and how good of a job he does of getting rid of the football. Like, when he feels, it's hard to sack him, because if he feels like he's going to get sacked, he's going to dump the ball. And he's just going to dump it away. He'll just throw it out of bounds. He'll just throw it away rather than take a sack. And by the way, the greats do that, which is why they don't get sacked much. And my question is that something Ryan Tannehill needs to do a better job of? Because I started thinking about that, and I'm like, if Mac Jones, the rookie, can do that, why isn't Ryan Tannehill doing that? Or is he? But I don't feel like he does. Like, just throw it away. Or just get rid of it. You know, obviously don't take the penalty, but get rid of the ball. And they were basically praising him, like saying, for a rookie, it's pretty impressive. Like, it's hard to sack him because he's just going to get rid of it. If he feels like everything's collapsing, he is going to make sure he gets rid of the football. I don't feel like Tannehill does a good enough job of that. Anybody
well,
disagree?
He did until this year. I think there's been some games where he's had to take some chances with them behind. I think Mac Jones, if put in that position, will have to I think what the Patriots have done well is they've kept the games close with good defense, good running game, and he's done a good job of not making big mistakes, especially for a rookie. I think he's done great there. I think the Titans, that's how they would like to play right now. But when they get behind, they've had to take some chances and throw the ball into some spots where they shouldn't. And, of course, there have been some times where Tannehill has not made good decisions early in the game. I go back to the early pick against Houston. That was a very costly one, for sure. That was not the situation I'm talking about. Late in the Houston game, when it was raining and they had all the guys hurt, had to take some chances there. And the fourth down in New England, that's another one, had to throw it. It got tipped. So there are circumstances behind some of the interceptions. I also think they protect Mac Jones a lot better than they protect Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I mean, the protection is certainly a factor, but I agree. I mean, I think Tannehill this year has struggled at that. You know, maybe that is because he knows that he has an offensive line that is not what he's had in the past. Maybe it's because he knows that Henry's out and he's trying to do too much, and could be a combination of everything. But I think he certainly could get rid of the ball at times, especially with his legs. I mean, it's easy for him to roll out and throw it away if he needs to. And I feel like that, you know, we've talked about this before. I think some of that using his legs is in his head a little bit from that, you know, he needs to slide better and, you know, from earlier in the season. But I would agree with you on that. And I don't know if you guys are watching NFL Network at all right now, but they're doing their segment, Call Your Shot. And Peter Schrager called his shot and said Anthony Firkser will have more receiving yards than George Kittle tonight.
Yeah, well, that's wow. That's a dumb
I'd love to see that.
If he's looking for, you know, to grab some attention from a statement like that, go right ahead. I mean, if that comes true, then I know exactly who's winning this game. If you're telling me that's happening, I've got my winner. In fact, I'm going to go on and pick up my phone, right? If you can go on and guarantee me that's going to happen, I'm going to pick up my phone and do a little something-something, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could pick up anything, Chase, as to why he thinks that. I'd be curious to know what he's basing that on.
Because I want to go back.
That's
and
a reach.
I want to go back and hear it because it obviously the sound's down in here. But
a reach? Yeah, that's again, being very nice. A reach?
It's a big reach.
I mean, I'd love to hear the argument. I'll look for that tonight. If
I flipped like over to hear and it was already
what he's basing
break.
That on.
Clearly, Anthony Firkser has 198 yards receiving this year. George Kittle has 428 in the last three games.
Yeah, there's no
more
chance.
Than double.
The other thing about Firkser,
the last
thing that's
three
been frustrating
games.
About Firkser is it's not just that it's the lack of production. It's, you know, he's had the fumble. He's had a couple of key catches that he hasn't come up with. You know, it's not like they haven't tried to get him involved.
Oh, he's fumbled twice in the last three games.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like he's right out there. He just doesn't look like the same guy that he was the year before and the year before that. He was so reliable before, and now he's unreliable.
George Kittle in the last three games has 428 yards, 28 catches, and three touchdowns. Anthony Firkser for the season has 26 catches. 26. So less catches for the season, less than half of the yards for the season, and zero touchdowns. And you're telling me he's predicting Firkser has a bigger game tonight than George Kittle? I mean,
yeah,
I'll take whatever he's been having. Whatever he had in his coffee this morning, I'll take some of that.
Yeah, I don't agree with
him. Because clearly he's feeling really good.
Telling you what he said.
Can we record it and play it? I'd love to hear this.
Yeah,
do you have that capability in the home studio there, Chase?
Well, I'm actually in our studio. I ended up coming in today.
I actually really like him. That to me comes off as like a Skip Bayless, you know, somebody looking for attention type of move. Colin Cowherd. I'm just surprised that's him. I mean, there is nothing about that makes any sense.
That's
whatsoever.
Why I want to hear it. It's just the crawler. I mean, they put up what the answer is, and that's what the answer was. And I'm like, okay, interesting.
I mean, what
now,
was
he
the?
Did, I did think that Firkser was more involved in the game plan last week than he had been previously. He's been and it's out of desperation. It's he was the highest paid guy, for example, that they had out there last week, other than Julio. Once Julio left, it was Ferkser was the highest paid guy. Everybody else literally was, you know, a league minimum or close to it. But I was at least encouraged early that he was actually involved, because there's been some games where he's been out there, but almost non-existent. But of course, maybe the biggest play in the game, you could argue, was the game turned when he coughed it up, which is a good play by the Steelers for sure. He was in the process of securing the ball. Great time to go in for the strip. He timed it perfect, but that was a tough one.
What did you say the name of the category was? What were they?
Call your shot.
It's
so like you basically
take shots.
No,
were they playing a drinking game?
No, it's basically you make your a prediction. It's supposed to be a bold prediction
yep.
that happens in tonight's game. But
okay,
like Sean O'Hara said, Kittle's going to have two touchdowns.
So. Okay, like that's more, you know, I don't even know how bold that is.
Bold.
Right? I don't even know how bold that is. You know what anybody else said?
I do think that how the Titans choose to cover Kittle will be interesting, because, you know, you've got Byard, you've got Jayon Brown, who's a good cover linebacker. They did do a very good job, surprisingly so, against Kelce, as Terry McCormick pointed out. So how much do they game plan to try to make them go away from Kittle? I think that's something to look for tonight.
Garofalo said that Nick Bosa would have multiple sacks and a fumble recovery.
Once again, I don't know. When he says the fumble, okay. I mean, the two sacks. I mean, Tannehill's been sacked more than any quarterback in the league. So, and Bosa's one of the best ones at it. So I don't know how bold that is. But, you know, he added the fumble strip, you know, what do you say?
Yeah, he said multiple sacks and a fumble. Yeah.
And a fumble.
Well,
okay.
those fall in line to what's been a trend. I see the logic right away with those last two. The Ferkser one, that's why I'd like to hear the logic in that, because that one really goes against what you would think. That would be out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, bold prediction is saying Julio Jones will have a catch in the second half of tonight's game. That's a bold prediction. What he threw out there, I mean, Anthony Ferkser that's trying to compare him to George Kittle in anything is just silly. It doesn't even make any sense. Like I said, if you can promise me that's going to happen, tonight's going to be a fun night, because I'm going to be in a really good mood, because I'm going to go to the game, I'm going to have a blast, and I'm going to make some extra money too, because I know how this is going to play out if he's right about that. And to me, the only way he's right is if George Kittle pulls his hamstring in the first play of the game and is out the rest of the game. That's the only way he's going to be right. I don't even know how you – that's the only way you could accidentally be right on that bold prediction.
I mean, it's a bold prediction, all right, but not one with a lot of merit. We'll see if we can find it.
Yeah. I think Elijah's taken everybody's picks off the air, so we'll go on and close that portion of it. By the way, you can still play along in Pick 6 at the game, Nashville. com. Let me talk to you about Cool Springs MD. You've heard me talk about them for years, because I've been going there for years and they've been helping me for years, and that's why I'm passionate about talking about them. They've improved my quality of life. They've helped me become healthier and happier, and they can do the same for you. They've got a team over there. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board-certified physician, his wife Daphne, the registered nurse, and their team of experts. Michelle's been helping me for years. They can help you, and they take a lot of things very serious over there that you should too. For example, weight loss management. It's a constant struggle as adults, right? There's going to be a patch in your adult life. Typically patches, plural. You'll have to go through this multiple times where you've tacked on some unwanted pounds that you need to shed. Well, they've got programs and products and people that can get you headed back in the right direction ASAP. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and it gets more challenging as we age. Well, their team will sit down with you and talk about PRP, hair removal, Botox. They've got that department covered as well. And hormone therapy. Had your levels checked? Do you know they dip as you get older? And do you know when those levels dip, it can affect your drive, it can affect your energy, it can affect your mood, it can affect all the above if they dip to all-time lows? Well, They'll be more than happy to discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. They do it all. These are just some of the things they do under one roof out there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. And if you want to learn everything about them, go to coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Play silly underdog picks with us. We're going to do that at high noon. We'll review last week's picks, make new picks, and you can play along with us. Remember, you get to pick three games. We got weekly winners, chance to win tickets to an upcoming sporting event or concert. Go to thegamenashville.com for more details and to play along with us. Of course, Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Looking forward to that in about 10 minutes or so. Back here on the DDC, you heard me talk about DraftKings earlier. They're giving away free $50 bet. I just went on and locked mine in during the break. I'm convinced. We've been doing enough talking about it. I'm convinced. I feel good. I think they're going to win tonight. I really do.
I will.
I think the Titans are going to win.
I'm with you. I think they will. This is the Mike Vrabel special.
It really is. I mean, I know a lot of people roll their eyes or like, come on. But, I mean, this is year four, and this is like right – this fits the mold. It is. It is the Mike Vrabel special. The minute – in fact – I wish the Titans were underdogs more because I think they're better in that role than they are as the favorite. When everybody likes them, when everybody's talking about them, they're better in this role. I mean, just think about it. We can go through the list, right? Bills, Chiefs. I mean, we can go up and see out there in Seattle this year. I mean, Rams. What were they? A touchdown underdog to the Rams. They housed the Rams. They were in control. They're better in this spot. They're a 3-point underdog. They've been a 3.5, 3. It's probably going to go down to about 2.5 by game time because it's all going towards the Titans. But just think about that. 3.5-point underdog at home. Thursday Night Football. A team that's, what's the record?
The 49ers?
The Titans. They're 9-5. And they're at home on Thursday Night Football, and they're a field goal underdog. I think this is the perfect spot for them. I really do.
Titans are 8-6 against the spread. 49ers 7-7 against the spread as well. For those of you interested in that,
I wonder what is the Titans' record when they're underdogs. That's especially home underdogs. I'd like to know that. Seems like they do well in those situations.
Well, we know those big games, the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Packers, games that they've won. Eagles, I remember, here, they were always the underdog in those games that they won outright. What was the line opening day against Arizona? I think the Titans were, a 3-point favorite? I know they were the favorite. I don't think they were the underdog.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah, I think they were the favorite in that game. And look, they got housed. I just think this is a good spot for them. This is a good spot. Weren't they the underdogs in Indy?
They were. Yes, they were.
Won that one.
Yeah, I was trying to find a stat, and I've seen this before, and I can't remember where I got it from, of Mike Vrabel coached teams on short rest. It's actually pretty good. That his record since he's been the head coach is pretty darn good when they're on a short week, whether that's coming off a Monday game or a Thursday game. But I can't find it. I can't remember where it was. But that's another thing. He gets them prepared in situations like that. And, whether it's the easier practices like they've done, a little more laid back, but it's all mindset. And I mean, even though, we talked about it when we ran his press conference on, I guess it was Tuesday, the last one he did, he wasn't quite as crusty as he has been, but a little bit. And I think that that certainly is, you know, an attitude of the team, you know, when he's that way. And as you've pointed out before, Darren, it usually means he's seen something at practice he didn't like either. You know, that's something that he needs them to work on more.
I've got two factors that I thought of, too. I'll bounce them off of you guys. I think the 49ers could lose this game and still easily get into the playoffs. They're still in good shape if they lose this game. I think the Titans definitely feel the back pressure now from the Colts. They know they've got to make sure they lock up the division here. You don't want to get into a real pressure situation, which is what it would be. If they lose and the Colts win, all of a sudden it gets very dicey, and you may have to win the last two games. So all of the slack in the rope might be gone. The other thing is that the 49ers, they're traveling a long way. You know, that's a short week, long road trip. That's not an easy road trip to make. You guys buy that?
Well, it's something we haven't talked about, and
I think there's something.
It is real. I mean, why would we bring it up whenever it's, you know, going the other way, right? Whenever the Titans have to go out west, which we bring up that they haven't had success traveling out west, why wouldn't it go the other way? Although the 49ers, I think, have won their last four road games. They've been very good on the road this year. So
have they done a road trip? I guess they did go to Cincinnati, but they beat Cincinnati, correct? So they did.
Mm-hmm.
But short week, long road trip, I don't know.
Right.
Just
now that
could be tough.
That is a good point. It's a short week, and they're coming off they beat Atlanta at home. So they did go to Cincinnati, right?
That was the week before.
Let's see. They went to Jacksonville and won, which I don't know if that counts. They went to Chicago.
It does count.
And beat the Bears.
Yeah, they've won.
At Philadelphia, they won.
Detroit, they've done quite a few road trips across the country.
I mean, those are long trips. I didn't count Arizona and Seattle because those aren't, you know.
Did you say Minnesota?
Yep. Did I say Minnesota?
Yeah.
No, because that was a home game.
I thought that was a road
game. I was only doing road games.
My bad. Thought that was a road game.
Yeah, I mean, they've taken some long trips.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they haven't exactly played the who's who. Detroit, Philadelphia, Chicago, Cincinnati. I mean, Jacksonville. I mean, it's not like they've been doing the murderer's row. I mean, this is going to be their toughest test on the road, is it not? Of those teams? I mean, come on. By far.
Yeah.
But you're right. We have not really talked about that, which is pretty interesting that we haven't really discussed travel and throw in the short week. Coming all the way across the country on short, you know, on a short week. It's got to factor in a little bit.
Got to. And then the other thing that I think, besides Kittle, to me, those are the two huge things. Because for the Titans to win, their defense is going to have to play well tonight. I don't think the offense is going to light up the scoreboard. I think it could be better. We'll see about A.J. Brown. But on defense, controlling Kittle some, I don't think you can stop him. But if you can make it tough for him and limit. And then the other guy is Samuel as a runner. Deebo Samuel has been the key cog. He has been a guy that people have had a lot of trouble matching up with. So what's the plan for him? If you could do reasonably well against those two guys, I think you can give yourself a chance to win. But I the thing I worry about is if those two guys do what they've been doing, then I think you're looking at a tall order. If the 49ers put up, I don't know, what do you think? If they get in the mid-20s, I wonder if the Titans can put up something in the high 20s tonight, reasonably, unless there's a big special teams play involved or something.
We'll come back with silly underdog picks to begin the third hour, Chase. Tell everybody about BetMGM.
I will, because it's the season. Tis the season of the 7 days of parlays. BetMGM is celebrating the holidays by delivering parlay presents to you every day for a week. From December 19th to December 25th, BetMGM customers can unwrap free bets and risk-free wagers when they place a one-game parlay. Plus, there are plenty of parlay boost tokens and other bonuses under the tree. So if you're a sports fan, you're automatically on the nice list at the King of Sportsbooks. Not yet registered for BetMGM? All you need to do is sign up on the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com to enjoy a piece of the holiday action. Get in the parlay spirit with 7 days of parlays at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. All promotions are subject to qualifications and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.